Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos for Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like
reloj. Hello, hello, hello.
Que shows.
Or should I say, hello, hello, hello. Merry Christmas.
Ay, feliz Navidad,
come
everybody.
Burrito sabanero. Oh, my God. Okay, well, it's already going to be a mess, bitch, because guess who took a holiday edible in the morning hours ago?
And it just hit.
No, it's still hitting. I'm riding this wave, bro. Surf's up. Shaka, brah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait
come
for you to
on
listen
in. The
to
water's
this
fine.
When you're sober. Love it. How are you? Besides high.
Blessed and highly favored, okay? Because shout out to my roommate, Bobby, who gave the house edibles for Christmas. And I said, you know what? We're recording this on a weekend, okay? A little behind the scenes. And I'm like, I'm going to chill today. I'm just going to record later with Babs. I'll have this in the morning. By the time we record, I'll be, you know, off of the high.
Comfortably
and
high. Comfortably
yeah,
numb.
And then I'll jump or not. I just don't like to be high at all when I record this show because I feel like I'm not fast enough with my, you know, I just want to be on, you know?
Yeah.
So you better believe I'm still really high, and I've already chugged a Diet Coke, and I'm drinking coffee to try to wake myself up, because all I want to do is get back in bed and watch the Jinx and De La holiday special.
Oh, my God.
Because it was hitting the spot, but here we are doing this for our listeners today. You're welcome. I know it's our off week, but guess what? We're back. And what are we going to do, Babs?
We're going to do our favorite. We're going to watch our favorite TV Netflix show, which is
Why
Selena.
Are you lying
so
to
I
people?
Can't wait
Why
to get
you, Why are you lying? Our favorite.
I'm not lying. Like, I'm being highly sarcastic. And I think people can hear that. Y aparte, mi mamá ya me arruinó todo el show. Every time I call her, she tells me a little bit more. Le digo, mamá, no me platique. Bueno, no te voy a decir nada, pero nomás te quiero decir yo, mamá, no me platique. Ok, no te digo nada, pero es que te quiero decir, ¡mamá! So,
I talked to my mom about the series yesterday. She's like, yo no voy a hacer, can't even do it. She's like, yo no voy a ver esa mierda, mijo. And I was like, what? And she's like, uh-huh. Qué delgaditas todos. Yo me acuerdo cómo se veían esas niñas y estaban gordas, okay?
Dude.
¿Qué están ahí? She's so pissed that Selena looks like a skeleton. She's like, hey, you know, she was like, she had some meat on her bones. What are they doing?
Oh, my God.
She was so upset. She's like, Susie was fat. Why is she skinny in this show? My mom's so sad that all her fat icons are gone.
Yes. You should watch one episode with your mom, and I'll watch one episode with my mom.
No, my mom will not do it. My mom is, bitch, you think I'm mean? Girl, my mom will drag everybody. She even was like, el hermano también, él era feito, okay? And I was like, mom, stop.
Aesthetics.
Oh, no. But, oh, my gosh, where were we? I lost track of what you were saying.
Okay, so
your mom.
And we're also telling everybody that we're going to watch this show, but you were going to explain how everything works, especially in Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we did a watch along, so that means we're going to push play together and you're going to watch it along with us. So some people didn't understand that the last time we did this and were confused of why there were so many awkward silences. It's because we're watching the show and reacting to it. And I've taken a kind of a sneak peek on little clips on YouTube, but I really haven't seen it all the way through. So you're really going to hear us watching it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I haven't watched anything since the last episode. I had enough for the week. So it's all fresh for me.
So we're going to put this one here on our regular Latinos Who Lunch feed, and then the rest are going to go on Patreon. We're going to do a couple more for free on Patreon, and then we'll put the rest of the the other half of the series behind the paywall. But you can join our Patreon for $1 a month and and binge all the episodes and watch it with us if you want. We hope you're all having a safe, socially distanced small gathering for your Noche Buena today, for your holiday season. But Babelito and I wanted to do this as kind of like a fun holiday bonus for December. Next week, we'll be back on our same bullshit. we'll be doing a regular episode, a listener letter episode. And then Babelito's got a Radio Lanchea for us in a couple weeks in January, correct, Babs?
Can't wait. I chose my top three like a month ago, and they have not changed, so I'm ready.
Girl, can't wait to do research the day before we record and pick my top three.
Listening to all the musics 2 hours before.
I'm like, Babs, send me your list so I don't choose the same people you do. And then I just like listen to Radio Manea, Song Mess. I'm like, what are they talking about? I call Pat the Gat.
What are the kids listening to these days?
I call my friend Miguel. I'm like, that's nope. Okay, good. Perfect. Great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Lista. Okay, you want to do this?
Let's do it.
Before I do this, remember the coloring book, Latinos Who Lunch coloring book, is still on sale. If you want some Dia de Reyes stuffers, because it's already too damn late to get it for Christmas, girl. Get your shit together. What's the day after Dia de los Reyes?
February
2nd?
El día después del Día de Reyes.
No, what is it called? Remember the
next celebration, el Día de la Candelaria o Calendaria. No,
yes, get the coloring books for el Día de la Candelaria, la Calendaria, whatever. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, I'm so fucking high. Why did I do that? Oh God. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready, Babs?
Una.
Open it up, Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, episode 2, the series. 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, the Netflix symbol popped up. Okay. Here we go.
I'm like 2 seconds behind.
A Netflix original series. That's where I'm at right now. I'm at 36:49.
I'm like 3 seconds behind, so pause it for like 1 second.
Okay, pause.
Play.
Now I'm at 36:40.
Perfect.
36:38. 37.
Yeah, we're just 2 seconds behind, so it's perfect.
Okay, who's this person now on stage? Who is that?
De donde salió?
Who is that woman? Who is that mom going through a midlife crisis on stage right now at the Bunkhouse Saloon? Damn, AB, you fine.
La niña de las flores nunca falta, güey. Mi hermana, when we were in Juarez, was best friends with la señora que te dé el papel del baño en la entrada del bathroom. One time I went, she's like, ¿cómo está su hermana?
Oh my gosh. Is this still the 80s? I think so, right?
Haiti? No, it's Texas, girl. It's not Haiti.
The 80s, dummy.
I
just can see that those are LEDs in those flowers, so I just want to talk to the art department about that.
Yes.
Those are not fiber optics.
Es que inspira a las nuevas generaciones, la Selena, vela, 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 nada más. Ay, el desorden. Oh, my God. Is this part of, like, the stuff that she was already designing? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do sequins, she does glitter.
Qué pedo, güey. Las pelucas necesitan their own, like, Hoover Dam. They're so dry.
Why does Selena's peluca look so crusty? Look, Suzette's was so nice. Look, Suzette's got bounce. Oh.
Como la flor. Ay, con tanto amor.
It's so nice to see brown people on the show.
Yes, that is
Thank
true.
You for being in this scene. How did you get these LEDs from the future, honey? We're aliens, bitch. The government just confirmed it. And we're not illegal.
This is the behind the BH1 story of Selena Gomez.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez was born in the 90s, girl.
Oh, I don't know. Like,
she wasn't
I'm
even
so
a
out of touch
at this point. Yeah, you really are.
Oh, nice graphic. Okay. Ay, pero mi actriz favorita ya se fue.
Who?
La que la hacía de la hermana, pero en chiquita.
Oh, the girl, that was the best actor in this whole thing so far,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Baby Suzette. Uh-oh, they got no money. Have you ever run out of gas?
Yes, several times. And water.
Damn. El estrugle es real.
Una vez no tenía nada de gasolina and I had $1 in my pocket. So I played the Wheel of Fortune machine and it got me gas money. So yay, Vegas.
The Lord was on your side, honey.
Always.
Okay, so this is the Abraham Quintanilla, AB Quintanilla episode so far. Vale. When are they going to make the episodes about Selena? I'm waiting.
No.
We're episode 2. None of them have been about Selena yet.
No, but no way. That's not how Hollywood functions.
How he's supposed to be what? 16 years old? 17?
¿Quién?
At this point, she's 16, right?
I don't know. Pero ya tiene like su barba, like the 3 o'clock shadow and shit.
It's all that testosterone. You know, the milk was different in the '80s.
It
girl.
Was. Yeah.
You got nice cleavage. This is your shot, boy. You better bask in the glory of this natural light. Okay, we got a real school set this time. Budget.
With Save by the Bell wardrobe.
Girl, that's where they spend all the wig money. Look at that beautiful coiffed bang, baby.
La empathy and the sentimentality has been around for a long time.
I love Kenny Rogers. That used to be my dude back in the day.
I believe you, girl. I believe you.
Mira otra Kenny Rogers, remember he had a chicken restaurant, Kenny Rogers Roasters? You got to respect the man who's a country legend and then sells chicken on the side.
That's two hustles in one.
Mm-hmm.
She got smell.
Okay, this is all about a boy. Look at her. Selena is an everyday 42-year-old woman in high school.
No Vecto tests passed here.
Not yet, honey. Here we go. You know, I love watching old commercials on YouTube.
Con todo ese denim. Fuck. Yoni Canales. I used to watch that shit as a kid because they will play that in Juarez.
Where are you? I think you're ahead of me.
No, we're at the same place.
3055?
Yeah. Actually, you're... Yeah, we're like a couple of seconds off, but we're at the same place. No, because they said Johnny Canales.
I remember watching Johnny Canales when I was a kid. Vividly having memories of that set. Girl.
Wow.
She can't even fake Spanish good. Damn.
Wow. I think that's one of the highlights of the show is the wardrobe.
Yeah, I gotta say. So
pero,
far.
Bueno, menos las pelucas. Obviously, they didn't have a drag queen helping them.
Where were the gays at?
They didn't have money to pay them.
They needed James Mansfield on set. Oh, here we go. The biggest TV trope. The immigrant family with the hidden money in a jar, in a box, in a bag. Should we use it? I don't know, honey. Maybe. Nah, I'm too proud to use it.
Guess what,
I'm
Mimi?
A man.
I'd be saving behind your back. I was gonna buy sexy lingerie, but not anymore.
Yeah, bitch, I'm gonna buy more grandma sweaters. Here we go. I'm gonna be a scammer, honey. This is what we have to do.
Yes.
Don't you know this happens in every fucking movie? Listen, we're gonna exploit the kids, okay?
It's all gonna be good. We're going to have our own Netflix show in the future, so, like, it's all good. Vete a comprar una...
Don't worry about it.
Una yeah. carcacha, paso a pasito. Ay.
There's this woman I met, Yolanda. I think she's going to help us out.
Girl, no te pelees con él. Va a sacar la pistola.
Stop. You're so stupid. yes, come on, vest. You're right. The wardrobe is everything in the show.
Yeah. Andan bien high. Y el papá ni cuenta.
Ni cuenta, estúpido. Watch your kids. Go home, Roger.
Wow.
Qué Don't directo. Look at Selena. Don't stand anywhere near her, 6 feet.
What? I quit.
Damn, Suzette, she's looking fine right there. Look at her feeling herself with that hairdo, Annie.
Yeah.
Yes, you better wear that eyeliner.
It's still dry.
Not as dry as Selena's, girl.
Not true. Que le hagan como mi abuelita, que se pongan baby oil, and they will shine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hashtag no filter.
Hazme el favor. Wow.
Oh, my God. If this show turns to be about a white boy, I'm leaving.
And then I'm coming back and playing twice as hard.
He's got a good pouty face. Look at those big eyes. Look at me, Dad. Don't hit me.
No saque la pistola.
There she is, our favorite actor.
Ahí está, que ahí la dejen, ahí dejen la escena. Oh, yes.
Stay in this era.
A la madre, ya se les armó. Se les acabó su silco, mamacitas.
Uh-oh. This is the story of the Nortec Collective. This is how it started.
Okay.
And by the way, I know the Nortec Collective is like from Tijuana area. All these people on Instagram correcting us because we don't know geography. We know. They're like, Juarez is like 700 miles away. I'm like, yes, we know, honey. So if we say anything wrong during these episodes, just go in the Instagram comments and people will be correcting us, okay? You'll get the facts there. Get the facts in the comments.
Yeah.
How does the wig keep getting drier, okay?
Oh, my God. They're so my bad. God. Ay, es que su corazón no estaba en eso. That's a monopoly. Like, that's a red flag number two.
I mean, that's how it was back then. I mean, it still is that way.
True. The cool thing about Tejano music is that, like, that's one of the things we learned from, like, the Sochi and Jorge episode. It was such a thing about community building. It wasn't bullshit, you know? It wasn't about fame or this and that. It was, like, it was an extension of the community.
Yeah. But this is, like, the pop Tejano Music Award shit, man. This ain't no conjunto at the fucking pulga. What do they call it over there? That's what they call the swap meet over there, right?
See? Pulga.
I'm using regional humor.
Oh my God.
Did you get that, Texans? Oh, go ahead.
The thing behind Abe, that little fake facade of a Mexican, like a rundown facade of a Mexican thing that it's on the wall. Like, that's in every fucking... That, ¿la ves?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I like that. The little fake architecture.
Exactly.
All right, coach. We're all in.
Oh, captain, my fucking captain.
Suzette, those nails are fierce, honey. Yes, she's my favorite.
Yeah. I think the main wardrobe person was best friends with Suzette.
Yeah. Well, she is the producer of this
show.
Ah, girl.
There you go. Beam, 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 beam.
It says it in the beginning of every episode.
Oh, girl.
Puta atención, honey.
Puta atención.
All right, here we go. Alex Borstein, where are you going to do a sketch? You late for Mad TV, girl?
No, she's going to go preach in a very large church somewhere in Texas.
They're letting Marcela drive? Wow, how progressive.
Andale, pues.
What a beautiful neighborhood.
Por eso no se completan para la...
I love these vintage style posters they got on Etsy for this.
Nice. I like this music.
I love it. Good job on the music picks. At least they got a budget to do this. Thank goodness. Even though they do use the same, they've used the same song several times, so they're being smart about it.
Smart or cheap? Because, you know, Netflix.
Spread it out. That was the money for the van, Suzette.
Ay, la Suzette. Te van a quitar. Te van a quitar las pelucas buenas, tonta.
Coronavirus. Wow. Looks like my cousin's quinceañera.
Cuánta elegancia la de Francia.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, queen. Se le abre la pierna. Ahí viene el Tony Motola de Texas.
Did you see that was Lin-Manuel Miranda? They were right in Hamilton. You're going to sell your soul to the devil?
Ay, 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 esto pedo.
I can't wait to get a good look at this afro wig over here. Oh, my God.
Puro pinche alambre. Look at that shit.
Just give it a little spritz, honey. Give it a little sprint.
Johnson & Johnson. Este es como la serie de Luis Miguel. El papá era un culero.
Was that show entertaining or boring like this one?
No. This is boring compared to Luis Miguel's.
Is it so slow or am I just high?
I think you're very high. But also, it's very fucking slow.
Okay.
So I think it's both.
This guy looks like a fucking exec, okay? Look at him.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're in the same spot. I feel like...
No, we are.
Okay.
Estás como cuando nos pusimos ahí en el museo.
Girl,
is this art?
I didn't know what. Girl, I literally did not know what was art and what was just part of the museum architecture and furniture. I was so confused.
Can we sit here? Is this art?
Girl, that Denver weed is different.
Es potente. He should go like, bitch. Haven't you heard about Menudo and Timbiriche?
Bitch, I'm 36 years old. I own 2 houses. I have investment properties.
I filed for bankruptcy 2x, so please.
I own a shopping center that sells exclusively Zumba and Herbalife.
Y el de cookies es el más popular, okay?
Cookies y piña, 50-50.
Ay, ay, ay. Qué horror, las wigs, man. If we were to take a shot every time we see a bad wig, we will be wasted by now.
You know those glasses are everything, though, that the dad had.
Yeah.
They're, like, back in fashion now.
You know, it's one of those things that, like, it's so classy. Like, I think they never went out of fashion.
They did. I feel like they did, but they're like back with the vengeance now. Like when you see like white, when you see like white Tinas wearing them, like oh, with a big see. Hat, you're like, oh yeah.
Ya valió.
Ya valió verges.
Ya mejor entreguense. How old is this kid? He does look like he's 30.
He's my age, girl. I don't know how old he is, actually. I'm lying. Old enough.
Don't push it, girl.
This song, I will never be able to not think of a Razor commercial.
Especially remember? Without boots. ¿Cómo le pone la crema en el boot?
Right? I'm your Venus. It's the Venus shaver. I'm your Venus. Yes.
Sara, Sara.
Oh, girl, what? Wow. Glitter inside the house?
Y deja tu el aerosol. Les va a dar cáncer.
No. Why are y'all wearing grandma sweaters right now?
Oh, my God. Uggs before Uggs. Uggs.
Uggs is correct.
Ay, ay, ay.
What happened? Uh-oh. What a beautiful shot.
Cause my wig is making my head itchy and I am in a bad mood. Ay, no, qué bárbaros.
Okay, one black person in the show, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's black people in Texas. How is her wig better than Selena's? The teachers?
Oh no.
God, the wardrobe is everything. Look at those earrings. Oh,
those are good earrings. Girl, don't fight with him. He's dangerous. Pinche viejo culero. That's right. That's right. I agree with her. We know that, AB.
It is a Texas school district, though. I don't know. I'm going to think about that one.
Esa lámpara la tenía mi abuela. Esas pinches lámparas las tenía mi abuela. Oh, my God.
That... Why is the little rabbit facing the wall, though? ¿Qué hizo? ¿Está castigado? Oh, it's facing
the wall. Oh, yes.
Okay. I thought it was facing the wall. Look at it. It looks like it's trouble. Oh, Kevin. He's either Central American or white. Because you know Central Americans love to... Langston. Kevin.
Kevin Lopez.
Brian. Vení pa' acá.
Ryan Ramirez.
Brian Alberto.
Bichos culeros.
Oh, it's a piggy bank.
Oh, everything is a piggy bank for this man.
I know. They can't even have decorations. That lamp is a piggy bank too. That's where you put your pennies at night.
Mientras no ponga su pennies, todo está bien.
What the fuck? I'm living for that crochet blanket on the couch, though. And look at the height of that hair.
It's getting higher and higher with every scene.
That can't be a wig. That's his real hair.
No, huh? that seems like his real hair.
Wow, I'm in love. I need that head. I want that height, baby.
Yeah, this neighborhood does not match this van.
I would be pissed if I was their neighbor.
I'd be like, los pinches mexicanos ya se mudaron. And they're always fixing the car en la banqueta.
Damn, they put on nice clothes and earrings and shit to watch TV.
¿No viste la mamá en el primer episodio que se puso vestido para fucking hacer sandwiches?
Para cortar cebolla, güey. Damn, she got a full face on for dinner, bitch. She's beat.
This feels like...
She got it. She had just fresh setting spray on that face, honey.
This feels like Roma, man. I don't know nothing about Selena so far. Just like I didn't know anything about the main character in Roma.
Yeah.
I know she has really good taste. Have you ever wear a wristband? I mean, wristwatch?
I used to wear watches back in the day, but I don't know. I don't like them anymore.
Pues no pasó hasta el teléfono.
Remember when Burger King had SpongeBob watches?
Oh, my God.
I had a plankton one that I wore. I wore it out. I loved it so much. It was like in the shape of plankton.
Oh, my God.
I remember wearing it still in college. I was really cool. Look at the lilies, Diego Rivera reference.
Ay, Dios mío. Okay. So,
it's because he's letting his pedo out. He ain't coming to dinner. He just farted. He's a mighty one.
I just, solo necesito un poquito de aire.
Remember, there wasn't as many preservatives back then. Everything was fresh, honey.
Activia.
There was no activity. Activia. Activia. No kombucha to clear your gut. Here we go. He's going to beat the shit out of him. Get your ass up. Your mom made dinner, you disrespectful motherfucker.
Te pego con el pinche gancho. El gancho. De alambre.
Oh my God. Trauma.
Pussy.
We have to laugh. We have to laugh. Look at those little drawers for the tapes. Do you remember those?
Yes.
You see them?
I remember, but I don't think I ever used them.
Everybody had those. Damn, you're a loser. You're a fat virgin that can't drive.
Qué desorden. Oh, wow. Ahí va a sacar la pistola.
I've been waiting, shit.
Finally. Ay, ay, ay. This show truly isn't about Selena.
No. Damn, that actor gives good face. Look at his eyes all, like, watery. Like, he's emotional.
Fucking
this is
anime.
Acting, honey. This is acting. Okay, you I'll give think it to so? Them. I don't know. I'm not interested in the story, so I'm just looking at their facial expressions now, I guess. Oh, my God. What's happening? I'm too high for this.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's welling up. He's like, okay, yo no sé. He starts writing those awful songs.
La inspiración.
Something about mayonesa. Oh no, chocolate. That's it. Cumbia Kings. And that's what he came from, this inspiring speech.
And this.
No.
And that was a bop. Like, that was everywhere.
I know.
Con tu permiso, I need to bite my sandwich.
Are you gonna eat?
Bitch,
right
I haven't
now?
Eaten all day.
But... Bitch. Don't eat into the microphone, please. I don't want to hear your fucking wooden teeth clacking around.
My wooden teeth. My country yellow teeth.
See, now everybody can see what I listen to when you eat. Sounds like you're playing a fucking xylophone. Am I in Guatemala or what? Fucking marimbas going off. Okay, back to the show. Back to the show.
Yeah, they're in a club. That's right. I was gone.
They're in a club.
Rigo Tobar.
Wow, Rigo Tobar is here.
Mi matamoros, querido.
Voy por la calle. They did great casting. That little kid looks like him.
They do.
Good job, guys. I'm like a coach. Great casting, guys. I know. Grown up Selena's not great, but everybody else. Oh, here we go. How It's Made. Finally, a show that I like to watch.
Bronco, dos mujeres.
Did they sing that song?
Sí, güey.
Bronco sang that?
Stupid.
I don't know. I just thought it was the theme song. I don't even think about who sang it.
Oh, no, cierto. Es esta Laura León. Bronco wasn't the soap opera. That's why. Okay.
Oh, see?
No, pero... See? No, espérate.
I feel like I don't know our culture.
I'm going to redeem myself. They sing, Dos mujeres, un camino. So they did sing a version of that.
Yeah, but not the same song, girl, unless you're really off key. Look at that. Minor chords, honey. You're getting into it.
Ma!
I can't think of any other Cumbia King song.
Ni yo, güey.
Just that one. What was the song? What was it called?
Chico Che, güey, en la crisis está en la casa. She's like, I'm auditioning for Nacho Libre.
I'm auditioning for every Latinx social media, pero like me too.
You know, these glasses are back in style. Yeah, my mom is wearing them.
Oh, he's cute. He has a really big neck. I like that. Look how big that is. Strong neck on his head.
Se va a enamorar de la mamá.
Ah, de la mamá. That's what I was thinking. Now this is going to get good. I like this.
Okay, now it's getting...
Can I see that B story, please? There's no B story. That's why this is so fucking boring. I guess the B story is that Selena likes a white boy. Look at her cleaning the pepper.
That rice is fluffy.
The sexual tension in this room. For being poor, they got a lot of outfits, girl.
Bitch, that's how Beethoven composed his songs. I see ton.
Oh. Mozart, bitch. That's how Mozart did it.
So when you go, ta-da, make sure you go, ta-deem.
Okay, hit it. Okay, let's see the mixer, them pushing up on it. Here we go. Come on, Ringo. You better play the beat. Yes, Octopus's Garden, honey. Here we go.
Good motherfucking good trip.
I'd like to be under the sea. Oh, this is the hit. This was like their first hit right here.
Cobarde.
No. Cobarde. No, it's not.
Tú no eres más.
It's Dame Un Beso. I just know that because I see it as the title of the episode.
Ah, yo pensé que era una canción de Yuri. Dame un beso. No, no. Dame un beso. No, no.
Yeah, Dame Un Beso, parentheses, no, no. It is her song.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, fashion.
There we go.
Oh, sewing. Here we go. Making the outfits. It's a family affair. I love it. We love a montage, honey.
I really do love Selena's music. Eso.
Oh, my God. Starship Enterprise. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. Walter Mercado joined the band.
Sergeant Pepper, honey, I told you, Octopus's Garden. I'd like to be under the sea.
Dame un beso. No, no.
Okay, here we go. Paula Poundstone's doing a quick 10 minutes in Arlington. What's happening? What is she wearing?
What?
Oh my God, and now it's Spaceman. It's Paula Poundstone and some astronauts, honey.
Mercurio, Venus, Tierra, wow. Marte, Júpiter, Saturno. Parece el bicho.
Oh, what's that Sailor Fag song?
What?
What's that Sailor Fag song?
The
Galactico, what is it?
Aquí todos los heteros se van a morder un huevo.
It's playing on the radio? Honey, you're famous!
Remember when that was a thing?
I know. Now nobody listens to it. Qué tristeza.
Now they're like, it's playing on, it's trending on Spotify. You have 5 minutes before it's old.
You have 3 million downloads or listens. Here's 5 cents. Thank you.
We made it.
Where are they? The grandma sweater convention?
This might pass.
Where are they playing?
Wait, I think this is going to make it.
Make what?
The vector test.
No, it's not.
Cut, cut, cut.
When they're talking about the band, it's never about Selena. Yeah. It's about the dad, so it doesn't count.
I guess.
Hey! Damn, they got good lighting in the trailer.
That's Yuri Pendejo.
Wow. What a dad. Here, this is the father I'm used to. All right. Shout out to my non-existent fathers. Thank you.
Qué bajón, güey. Qué bajón. De qué bajo, bajo.
Okay. That was it, honeys. Wow. How do I stop this? Stop playing. I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to use this. Oh, the arrow. Okay. Stop it. Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay. What'd you think of episode 2, Babs?
Like the first one, very boring. So let's hope something happens in the next one.
Okay. So far, first episode, they were little. They were poor. They had to move. They started a band. Episode 2, the brother is the most important member of the band. That's what they're trying to tell us right here.
So far.
And Selena don't matter. Selena's in love with a white boy. She likes fashion. We know that about her.
Yes. And they like to sing Yuri covers.
Yep. Suzette is our, you know, modern day Frida Kahlo, queer icon, feminist icon, an amazing artist. She's breaking boundaries as a drummer.
And the wigs are drummer. Drier and drier and drier and drier.
Suzette's wig is on point, though. Okay, she just needs a unibrow. She would be on the money.
Anything. This should be the Suzette show. Okay.
All right. Like we said, everybody. Go to our Patreon, latinosfoodlunch.com. Nope. Patreon.com/latinosfoodlunch. And just go through the feed and you'll see it's just like kind of like a Facebook feed, like a story wall. And you can kind of just go through and we'll put like 4 of these up. We already did episode 1, this episode 2. We'll do 3 and 4 free on our Patreon, and then the rest will be behind the paywall kind of thing.
Se van a picar,
does that make sense?
Se van a picar y van a meterle a la cachucha el dólar. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you got a dollar, honey. Dollar make me holler. What happened to little honey boo-boo?
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know either. Okay, remember when... Okay, nope. We're going to end this episode. I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas. We'll be back next week. Visit us at latinosfoodlunch.com. buy our coloring book, latinoslunch.com/coloring book. If you get a moment, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Apple Podcast. Oh, God.
5 stars solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
Netflix, if you want to hire us, we're available.
No, thank you.
We're available. I'm available. Let's see. Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega, with production assistance from Maite Sosa. The music you're hearing now is by the wonderful band Balloon. I'm Favi Fav.
And this is Pavelito.
Deuces.
Dame un beso. No, no.